Hello, I'm Daniel Finnan. In this week's Spotlight on Africa, we hear about a new documentary film shown in Paris this month, which sheds light on the struggle against a brutal dictatorship.
Hissène Habré
was Chad's dictator between 1982 and 1990, the narrator says. Habré's regime was a regime of terror, says one Chadian. We estimate that 40,000 people were killed during the 8 years of his reign. Talking About Rose examines the life and death of Rose Lokassim, an opposition leader who died at the hands of the Habré regime. She spent years in a notorious prison in Djamena called the Loco, or the Premises. During this time, she risked her life to give the outside world a glimpse of this sinister detention centre. Rose was a central figure for many of her fellow political prisoners. She looked out for them and was respected for her courage and determination. Talking About Rose is produced by Spanish documentary filmmaker Isabel Coixet. Speaking during the film's Paris showing, she says it's important that the world hears about Rose's story.
I'm always, as a filmmaker, I think it's my duty, you know, when there is a story nobody knows, just to, you know, to put some light on it and show it. They were telling me about her, how, you know, how meaningful her message was, how she was really helping all these women in prison, and I thought, well, you know, maybe we can do something to bring Rose's life into the light.
Habré didn't tolerate any dissent. According to rights group Human Rights Watch, who have investigated the deaths, prisoners were subject to systematic torture. They were crammed into cells with nowhere to urinate or defecate, dying from dysentery, paralysis of the limbs, hunger, and heat blisters that had become infected. The regime didn't spare anyone, including women and children. Those who died or were killed weren't acknowledged or properly buried. They were disappeared, buried in unmarked graves in the so-called Plain of the Dead. But it was difficult to get news of these crimes against humanity to the outside world. Rose risked her life to give the world a glimpse of the truth. Reed Brody is a lawyer with Human Rights Watch who discovered the documents found in the headquarters of Habré's political police. It was through these documents that we've learned about Rose's life.
Like a message in a bottle, 15 years later. And now with this film, history is talking about her. And what is so fantastic is that her mission was to let people know what was going on in Hissène Habré's prisons. With this film, with the trial, that mission for people to know what was going on in Habré's prisons is actually coming to pass.
Rose gathered scraps of cigarette paper, writing down the names of the prisoners who died or disappeared, creating a record so that they wouldn't be forgotten. Establishing this record, smuggling it out of the prison, provided information to friends and family who didn't know what had happened to their loved ones. Unfortunately, though, it was providing this record that led to her own death. Brody says the police files reveal her bravery in the face of her impending death.
We found these files about Rose, and in particular, we found the file that was made her interrogation report the day that she was betrayed. And in that file, she says, "I don't care what you do to me. My country will thank me, and history will talk about me." That really, knowing what we already knew about this courageous woman, to know that she was also courageous in the face of death.
It's this that makes Rose's story all the more important. Some of the most poignant testimonies come from the women who spent time locked up with her. We hear of one woman who Rose helped through pregnancy. Throughout the documentary, you can sense the terror these survivors experienced, their choking voices, the pain they endured. Evidently, many still live these memories. We see one woman close her eyes and physically recall, as if she's still behind bars, being assaulted by one of Habré's henchmen. For filmmaker Coixet, it's significant that Rose's story demonstrates her strength up to her last breath.
The fact this person was a woman, one of the first professional soldiers in a country like Chad, and the way women are treated, I think it's one of the lowest levels on earth. Listening about all the stories about her, all the family talking about her, and how this person really had this conscience about what's her legacy. Even in the worst circumstances, even in, you know, after spending 4 years in prison and being tortured and being kept in a cell with no no food, no light, and no nothing for days and days. The fact she really wants her death being meaningful, that's very, very, very touching for me.
In 2013, after 23 years of fighting for justice, the narrator says, the victims succeed in having Hissène Habré arrested in Dakar, Senegal.
It's been a long campaign for the victims. 24 years, finally, we're on the eve of his trial.
As Brody says, Habré is finally to face justice. He'll stand before a special court within a matter of months, this after years of pressure from the victims and human rights groups. Brody says this isn't just a victory for Chadians.
An African court to conduct a fair trial, an African leader accused of committing crimes in Africa against African victims. And our hope is that this case will show other victims in Africa and around the world that justice is actually possible.
Progress on the case in Senegal has also had repercussions on other dossiers being brought against members of the Habré regime in Chad itself. In March, seven of Habré's security chiefs were jailed for life by a special court in N'Djamena, the first time such a trial was held in Chad itself. All of this might not have been possible without Rose. Jacqueline Mudina, a Chadian lawyer for some of his alleged victims, says, given Habré's trial, the timing of the film is ideal.
Above all, this film will dramatically change international opinion, because in Chad, it's true, we don't know exactly what happened. We know that people disappeared, but in which way, we don't know exactly. The film allows us to place this. But for an international audience, it's truly arrived at the right moment, because people don't think that we had these atrocities in Chad, and we talk of 40,000 dead. Today we want to say it's not possible that we had 40,000 people die outside wartime. And this film recounts it and allows us to change international opinion.
Maybe Rose's bravery will have an effect that goes beyond Chad. It's difficult to say. But, as the narrator says, the miraculous discovery of the testimony of Rose's torturer, her story, and the story of hundreds of innocent people have survived. At the very least, when Habré hears about Rose during his trial, he'll be held to account for what he did. For Spotlight on Africa, I'm Daniel Finnan. Thanks for listening.